Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
2 weeks into camp, how are you feeling physically, mentally?
Well, I'm feeling great, you know, just being back 100% and, you know, couldn't be more excited for the season, where our team's headed, and so, yeah, just feeling great.
So before the start of camp, obviously linebackers got a lot of talk, a lot of big news happened with your group, but how are you feeling that your guys and your teammates have responded in the linebacking group?
I thought we've responded really well. You know, we've had guys step up and fill the shoes that, you know, were supposed to be filled by Manny, but we have, you know, great guys like Devin Lloyd, Trenton Carson, some of the younger guys like Sione Lund and Andrew Mataafa, and so those guys have done a great job to get in the film room, study, and just they've done a great job this offseason to work their butt off, and so I feel like there hasn't been no drop off from what we would have had with Manny to where we're at now.
So coming into this season with the linebackers, you have the most reps, most experience out of any guy out there. Do you kind of feel like a leadership role is on you? Do you kind of feel like you have to fill out some sort of leadership role?
A little bit. You know, there are some things that I see that, you know, some of the guys don't see, just from playing experience, you know, from my time down south to, you know, my time last year. And so they just needed to get the feel of, you know, things change when you're on when you're out and just playing the game. You know, that there could be things that we studied that won't even show up in the game, so where you just got to go out and react. And so just getting them to go out and just react and, you know, go get the ball is one of the biggest things they got to learn. But I think they're starting to get it, and the more and more reps they get, they'll be able to just get it and just, you know, be right there, right with me.
When you're looking at this defense, I mean, when you got the number one ranked defensive line in the country, the kind of the studs in the secondary, does that get you excited for the season to get here and play with your boys out in the field?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think anyone, you know, who would have those rankings or just those, you know, honorings would be excited as ever. But, you know, aside of those rankings, if you were just here with us grinding and seeing the work that, you know, those people put in, that would make you even more excited. And so that I'm just grateful to be a part of it, and, you know, to add on to contribute to what we're about to do this year, and it's going to be fun.
So Coach Swan, I think he's a great coach. Just interactions with him with the media, but what is he like in the film room?
Oh, man, he's great. I mean, super super knowledgeable with the game. I mean, he's brought so much knowledge to us that, you know, we're able to, you know, have so much what's the word I'm looking for? There's just a lot of different terminology that we have never heard that he's brought in that's helped us, you know, up our football IQ. But then, you know, just outside of football, like, he's a great guy, you know, someone you can go talk to, someone that, you know, will have your back no matter what. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's just going to try to make you the best person that you could be. So
you got one more week of camp before season prep starts. Is there anything that you're wanting to focus on or work on in this last week?
I think just continue to get in shape, continue to, you know, get in that football shape that we're all trying to get into. And then, we've already started to study a little bit for BYU. And so just, I got to continue to study for our opponents up ahead, and that's about it.
And so you bring up BYU, first game of the season. I mean, how is it going to – do you anticipate how it's going to feel like going back into Lavelle Edwards Stadium as an opponent this time?
I've kind of thought about it, but I think more so it's just I'm just excited for the game one. You know, that's been our biggest focus and my biggest focus as well. Game one's just going to be a thriller just to get back on the field and, you know, get back in that fall feel of football and everything. So, you know, yeah, I guess being in Lavelle Edwards one last time will be special, and just playing down there, you know, there's always something special that happens, and we're excited to go show them what's up and, you know, end it the right way. So